Think a scientist does to solve a problem found, because many scientists are scientists, cause they're great problem solvers. There is a systematic way they go about most every day. It's methodical and it's logical, the scientific method.
A way to solve a problem.
A way,
a way,
a way,
a way.
The scientific method is a way to solve a problem.
A way,
a way,
a way,
a way.
Solve a problem,
a way,
a way,
a way,
a way,
a way to solve a problem.
It may not seem important to you, but the first thing that they always do is state the problem or ask a question so they know just what they're after. Then they review everything involved that might help get the problem solved by reading, researching, and gathering information.
A way to solve a problem,
a way,
a way.
Scientific method is a way to solve a problem.
A way,
a way,
a way,
a way,
a way to solve a problem.
A way,
a way,
a way,
a way,
a way to solve a problem.
After both of these steps they take, they go ahead and then they make an educated guess, a hypothesis, a possible solution. Then they use scientific tools to measure and test some variables in experiments which are really meant to give more information.
A way to solve a problem.
A way,
a way,
a way,
a way.
The scientific method is a way to solve a problem.
A way,
a way,
a way,
a way,
a way to solve a problem.
Information they call data they put together so that later they can analyze and synthesize to see just what it all means. Only when they have done all these experiments testing hypotheses which may prove or else disprove, then they'll state their conclusion.
A way to solve a problem.
A way,
a way,
a way,
a way.
The scientific method is a way to solve a problem.
A way,
a way,
a way.
Solve a problem.
A way,
a way,
a way,
a way,
a way to solve a problem.
This is the systematic way a scientist may use any old day, cause it's methodical and it's logical.
The scientific method.